Our guest is Sylvia Jablonski, co-founder, CEO, and CIO at Defiance ETFs. Sylvia, today might go down in history as a major inflection point. The writing would seem to be on the wall. First, the markets get hit, then earnings, then the economy. And sell now, ask questions later. Your thoughts.
Hi, good evening. Great to be here. It certainly feels like hopefully the last shoe. The last shoe dropped a little bit this week with the major market generals, the leaders of the last decade falling and sort of disappointing us. And I think, I had gone into this week thinking that the market is either going to just absolutely rip and rally if these companies, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Alphabet, just kind of met expectations and had a, decent or not so terrible outlook. And I thought that it would just sort of, crash and burn if you had the pullback. And I think we're seeing the latter, unfortunately. These names, I mean, Amazon's a great example. They're an indication of the outlook for enterprise spend and the consumer's 70% of GDP. And, that tells us that, there's something to worry about next year. So, the good news is that a lot of things have actually been priced into the market, whether it's, Fed hikes, inflation, slowdown. You have all of these kind of, softening pieces of data now in terms of inflation potentially falling. But earnings was the last straw.
Sylvia, I mean, also, Brian, of course, just mentioning an inflection point. Also, look at the bond market. I mean, we've got yields on the 10 now, 3.91%. It was just about a week ago that we were looking for nearly 4.5.
Yeah. Yeah, we have Sylvia Jablonski
with us.
Yeah, right.
And I think,
Go ahead.
Sorry, I lost you guys there for a second. The GDP read seemed to boost the Dow, and the S&P 500's historically been, nearly a clincher for recession. To me, I don't think a whole lot has changed, right? I do think that we expect some sort of slowdown, potentially, a small recession, whether it's a soft landing or a harder landing, and all of the data just continues to point that it's probably going in that direction. Up a little bit better the first 2 weeks of earnings season, where you had 60% of names coming out with positive earnings. Banks, even Caterpillar look great, but they're sort of too much falling apart now in terms of the real leaders of the market.
Yeah, I'm sure it's an unintended consequence of the Fed actions, but when you have revenues at the biggest cap companies a wobble when labor costs are up like this, not only do the companies have a problem, but the whole country has a problem. I mean, pension funds, endowment funds, the market itself is really in question when you have a company like Amazon dropping 20% in a day.
Oh, and yeah, I mean, year to date, I mean, prior to this week, we saw about $13 trillion of value wiped out of the market. And this week, $7 trillion was reporting. So when you see Amazon down 20%, to your point, that's a real issue for the average retail investor. But in terms of the inflection point about sell and go away, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. We'll pick up on that theme in a moment. Sylvia Jablonski with us from Defiance ETFs. Not time to sell and go away. This is Bloomberg.
All right, let's get back to our guest for the half hour. Sylvia Jablonski is co-founder, CEO, and CIO Defiance ETFs, discussing the latest on the markets. And what did you make of the GDP read overall, Sylvia?
I sort of had two thoughts. I thought, this is good. Perhaps this is a sign of a soft landing being a possibility. And then my second thought was, the Fed is now emboldened to keep going. So, what I think is, it was a pretty decent number backward looking. I do think that, you're going to start seeing that soften up in the future. I think that was probably a little bit of a high water mark.
So you just before the break said that it's not the time to sell and go away. So we want to pick up on why. And I want to ask you that against this context again of today being an important day, because arguably you could ignore Meta, but not Amazon, Microsoft, and Alphabet. That takes the whole complex down, doesn't it? And so many people are tied into index funds that you just wonder how are they going to be feeling about their spending going forward?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's a great point that these three companies coming out with the earnings that they did softer than expected just definitely tell us that the consumer is not out there, you know, kind of holding us up as much as we thought, right? That's 70% of the economy that is obviously putting less into it. So I think in the near term, it's going to be a bumpy ride. But to the point of, you know, the longer term, you know, particularly investors have different risk tolerances. So if you have, you know, an investor who's a young investor, like these are great price points to get in. These names have been massively reset. I think Amazon and some of these names would have fallen 5% if you know.
I would actually fear. You know, I hate to interrupt you, but I would actually fear that young people, millennials, who had some money and they poured it into the stock market, you might lose them for a generation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you kind of have to put things into perspective, right? I mean, there have been market crashes before, and the market has recovered from those crashes 100% of the time. It's just a matter of, like, how long does it sort of take to get back there? So millennials who have money invested in, you know, sort of 401k retirement plans, I mean, they don't really have to worry about this right now. It's unpleasant, but it's not necessarily worrisome. You know, are they in the market now like they were in COVID, you know, going in and buying up stock? Yes, I agree with you. That's an issue. You're seeing some of that liquidity coming out of the market, and it'll take time to get that back. So, you know, that will impact markets in the shorter term, well, for the next year or two.
Sylvia, tell me also, you know, what's it like at the moment in the market for ETFs?
Yeah, ETFs are, you know, it's tricky for ETF issuers as much as for everybody else. I think, you know, if you're on the side of kind of growth and innovation, you're sort of suffering. But if you're on the side of alternative energy, you know, hydrogen, solar, you're sort of winning there. Airline related things are doing okay. And then, you know, kind of staples, defensive, there's an ETF that represents every sector, right? So all of the defensive healthcare type of stuff, I think, is getting the action, and everything tech growth, you know, kind of high growth is suffering a lot. You're seeing some outflows there.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see that Apple's actually trading higher now. So it's not everybody getting slammed, but it does kind of raise the point. The last time we had this major dislocation with COVID, and, you know, the market fell completely down 35%, you at least had those big, solid tech companies that, yes, they were big, yes, they had high valuations, but they had tons of earnings, and they actually got stronger during that dislocation. If you lose them now, you have to wonder why exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that. But the point that I keep thinking about, which is just kind of not at the fore of anyone's mind right now, is that tech companies are needed to digitalize the economy. We have to replace workers somehow. We have to automate factories. We have to improve supply chains. You know, all of this comes from companies like Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Apple, in different parts of what they do. They're touching cloud, cyber, software, supporting AI, supporting digitalization. The world is going to move forward in the next decade. It has to, essentially, in order for our economies to expand. And so tech will have its heyday again.
Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us. That's Sylvia Jablonski, the co-founder and chief executive and chief investment officer at Defiance ETFs. Seeing the dollar just move up slightly, we got the euro once again below parity and the yen on 146.1.